Westfalenpferde. Der Podcast rund um die westfälische Pferdezucht. Das Westfälische Pferdestammbuch steht seit 120 Jahren für Erfolg und Erfahrung. Es führt das Zuchtbuch für renommierte Reitpferde und zuverlässige Freizeitpartner. Aber auch Reitponys, Kaltblüter und viele weitere Rassen gehören dazu. In diesem Podcast geht es um die Arbeit des Westfälischen Pferdestammbuchs. Wer gehört zum Team? Wie züchte ich mein erstes eigenes Fohlen? Was passiert rund um eine Auktion?
Episode 42. The Know-How of Westphalian Horse Breeding with Breeding Manager Thomas Münch. We have noticed that we also do have numerous listeners of this podcast outside of Germany. So we have decided to record a podcast episode in English. Throughout the time, there will certainly be more episodes in the English language, but today for now, we want to start with some basics of the know-how of Westphalian horse breeding. Later on, we will dive a little bit deeper into the careers and pedigrees of some special Westphalian horses. My name is Britta Knaub, and today I am happy to welcome here in our podcast one of our Westphalian breeding managers, Thomas Münch. He will share with us his know-how of Westphalian horse breeding, how to find a perfect match of mare and stallion, what the right conformation of a horse looks like, and how to become a successful Westphalian breeder. A warm welcome to Thomas Münch.
Hello, everybody.
So in this podcast, we mainly talk about Westphalian horse breeding, the horses, our breeders and stallion owners and studs. However, the Westphalian breed is not the only one known for warm blood riding horses in Germany. So Thomas, tell us a little bit about the different breeding associations and where the Westphalian stud book stands in line compared to the others.
So we have around 17 German riding horse associations. I think we are next to Hanoverian and Oldenburgian association, one of the three biggest ones. We have around 8,000 to 9,000 members, around 8,600 brood mares, and one of our special kind of breeding is the riding pony section, with around 1,500 breeding mares, and that's our figures and our line in which we play with the other guys around.
So what characterizes each association and what differentiates them? And in this context, what makes our association, the Westphalian Stud Book, so special?
I think we all develop from the time where we start to produce riding horses, from the draft horse by mixture in the thoroughbreds, and starts the program to come from the working horses to the sport horses. This is quite similar in every breeding association around us. I think a little advantage is on the one side, on the other associations to do a lot of advertisement and partnerships abroad. We start this till the last, I think, 20 years, more and more, and till the online auction business starts, it develops very quick and very successful. One of our advantages in the breeding is that we are open for other breeds since 20-25 years. So we are one of the first breeding associations. They opened up their breeding register, so they breeders were allowed to use foreigner stallions, like the special one Conor Obolensky. It is a Belgian stallion, and this is just to show one example of the open-minded former generation of our Westphalian breeders.
And what about other races? What other races does the Westphalian Stud Book have?
So we have also 50 other races, from the Dulmenaut pony to Haflinger Iceland horses. So that's a very big mixture, from the Shetland pony till the draft horse, which are all organized in our association, in our breeding direction.
Is this maybe special for the Westphalian stud book, or do all German associations have this?
In one stud book, as we are used to do it, it's the only one we have it in one stud book like this. The other associations have also the stud books for the ponies, but in our association we have one stud book. Who cares about all the around 50 races.
And the different stud books or the different associations, they originate from the regions they are originally from in Germany. So can I just breed a Westphalian horse when I'm located here in Westphalia, or is it possible all over Germany or maybe even all around the world?
It's possible all around the world. That's also the reason why we do this podcast in my favorite language, in English. Hopefully find more and more breeders abroad to develop our races and our brand more and more abroad.
As varied as the horses and the horse types of the Westphalian stud book are, as varied are also our breeders and their different aims for breeding. So in your opinion, what would you say are the different aims for breeding horses, and what looks the further development and usage for the foals like?
We have a lot of breeders. They breed especially for the foal market, but there are also a lot of sometimes we know them, or we call them old-fashioned ones. They breed really the riding horses, and to breed a riding horse, it's a much longer way and a little bit expensive way and a longer plan than to produce only a foal. So these kind of two breeders. They are located, I think, in every stud book. In our stud book, we have many, many successful riding horse breeders, and also for sure they start as a foal breeder for the market and later on for the sport.
And so they just want to breed a foal to sell it at the foal auctions or foal market?
We have only 10% foals in our auctions around 4,000 foals. We sell 400 foals a year for our breeders. Another 20% is for, I think, their own use. Another percentage of around 15 is for keep them and develop them as a sport horse. And another percentage is to sell them later on in as a sport horse. Some of them are only bred for being a stallion prospect, so this is I think the mixture of all our breeders.
In your opinion, is the current breeding development for riding horses going into the right direction? So, are we breeding the right horses according to the requirements of the riders and the horse enthusiasts?
So we have the right direction and the right development. We have more and more girls riding in the sport. We need soft horses, good-minded, well-behaved, well-educated, with top ride abilities, easy in the hand, light on the aids. So I think this is the right development. For the international sport, when we see the FEI figures, it's a little bit strange because we sell more than 70% dressage foals, and later on we need in the FEI registered horses more show jumpers. So this is, I think, not the best direction in Germany. We have our breeding association splitted, but international we have more plus on show jumping horses also in the breed than in Germany.
We also know from some statistics that there are a lot of riders not even organized in some association, not in a sport association, and they are just interested in spending time with the horse. So is the breeding focused too much on the sport horse?
That's a little bit right. We need more and more horses with good ride abilities, and not only the only top 1% to be in the top sport. And when we have a look on the top horses and their career and their plan for breeding, it was not only they are not only planned and bred for being one of the top 1%. The worst plan is when you have a horse who is not good enough, not scopy enough, not careful enough for the top sport, and later on too complicated for the amateur riders. And then we have a product and a horse produced, bred, what is not suitable for our sport, for our horse human being.
So this is a good point. Let's come to the matings and what we have to look for as a breeder in the mare and the stallion. So when someone is thinking about becoming a breeder and mating a mare to a shire, the first thing the breeder has to look at is the mare. So what conformation should the mare have, and what traits do I have to look for in particular in the mare?
Breeding mare should have the square format, wide eye, dark eye, trustful eye, where we can have a little look on the interior, good, correct fundament, and she should be in good conditions, shape, healthy.
And which other traits are important when we are not looking at the exterior, but at the character and maybe the dam line, or should the mare have a mare performance test? Is this necessary?
It's not necessary, but it helps us a little bit to figure out what sire is later on fitting on this mare. So the mare performance test is a good indication for us to help the breeder later on to find the right stallion when we have some discussion about the production or the bred later on. Ideally, when we would like to breed riding horses, it's advantage when the mare is ridden. So then when we discuss a lot of the stallion tests and the behavior and attitudes of the stallion, I think we have to keep the same points on the mare's schedule. So the same things we ask by the stallion for, we also have to look for in the mares. Ideally, they have a top mother line with successful horses out of it for generations, and also when they are in the sport, it's better for us and better for a secure breeding start than only a mare from the field.
So then when we have decided on the mare and we have a suitable mare for breeding, the next big and very important decision is which stallion to cover her with. So this is also a decision that should be thoroughly thought over. Which basic traits should the stallion we use have, and how do these traits have to correspond with the mare we chose?
The stallion, I think, should improve the mare's flaws, should have the right temperament to meet the mare's temperament, should already have successful offsprings. It's easier to have there the security to start your breeding decision.
So you should not use a young stallion for the first time?
For the first time, if you don't know anything about the breeding performance of your mare, it's easier to use an older stallion where you can be, or you know a little bit more about his breeding performance to fit it on your mare. So I think it's easier to start with the first time with an older stallion. Later on, you can also go a little bit to the market and to the modern breed and be the first one in the first year of the first foal, of the first covered mare, of the first stallion later on.
So. When you know about your mare and what she inherits to the foal.
Yeah.
So where can I find the right stallion for my mare then? Where do I have to look? Do I go to stallion shows, or do I drive to the stud directly and ask the stud owner to show me the stallion? Or is it sufficient if I have just a look on the internet, on YouTube videos?
For me, the best thing is to have a look live on your stallion you want to choose for your mare. Not to select him only on a 20-second Facebook or Instagram story link. So please, please, please go and have a look on your stallions you want to use for, or have a call to the a guy who can have a look to these stallions. You can have a look on the results of shows where you see the offsprings of some successful stallions. You can have a look directly on the shows, which stallions performs there at its best. So one of the best and biggest shows is the Bundeschampionat in Warndorf. I think that you can have a look on numerous of offsprings and also of the stallions himself to figure out if it fits for your starter, your breeding mare with him.
What do you think about the special stallion shows where the stallions are kind of shown off? Is this a good place to look at a stallion you want to use for breeding?
For sure, it's a top idea to have a look on many stallions in a short time on the stallion shows. The important thing is that you have the time to stay a little bit longer on these stallion shows and have a look on the stallions also afterwards in the stable. And the most important thing is to have the discussion with your breeding friends or breeder colleagues by a glass of beer or wine. To discuss your choice and find their more ideas about their way of thinking about one of them, the stallions that you saw the 2 hours before.
If I'm not sure if I found the right stallion or if my mating is okay, can I also call the Westphalian Stud Book and ask for help here?
For sure, you can give us a call and we try to help you. It's a little bit difficult when we didn't see and didn't know your breeding line and the mare and the offsprings of this mare to help you there. But I think we know a lot of background information to can help you a little bit by finding the right decision.
And then when I think I've found the right mating and I want to cover my mare with a stallion, before the mare is covered, what do I have to consider in keeping the mare? So what's the right place to keep her?
The best place to keep the mares is keep them in the grass and in the sun. So when they are out on the fields and the days get a little bit longer and we start a normal summer mood, it's the best way to start your mare also for the breeding season.
Most mares are covered by artificial insemination today. What happens after a successful insemination? How often do I need a vet and at what dates does the vet have to control the pregnancy?
So normally we check them after 2 weeks, so after 14 days. And another check is after 40 days. After the second check, it's truly I'm sure that she's in foal, and then I think you can keep her another sunny month on the fields and pray that you get a sound foal in the next year.
So then we are praying and waiting till our foal is born. Then we have a healthy foal born in the spring. What are the first steps to consider with the foal then?
For sure, the foals should be outside on the grass and in the green and in the sun for the next month to have a lot of movement and a lot of fresh air and good milk and healthy food for the mare to keep or to get the best start in their life. In Germany, it's most of the time April to May where the most part of the foals were born. So movement, sun, grass. That's
why should I keep my foal in movement if I want a healthy foal? What good does it do to the foal?
So the development of the lungs, of the bones, of the muscles, it's much better than to keep the foals in the stable.
So then I want to maybe show my foal on a foal show. Is this required? Do I have to show my foal to someone somewhere?
It's an opportunity, and it's a top opportunity for us to have a look on the foals and to judge them, to get the information which stallion fits on the mare, which stallion is the best stallion of the year, which improves a lot of the mares. We see the mares, we see the foals, we know the stallion, so for us it's easier to see them in the spring or in the summer in 1 year to get the information for the next year. So for us, it's good. For you, it's an opportunity. I hope everybody chooses this opportunity.
And then I need my foal to be registered at any stud book, or preferably at our stud book, at the Westphalian stud book. So how is this carried out, and how do I then become a member of our stud book?
So two ways, the simplest way is to give us a call. Then we try to visit you at your farm and register the foal there, or you come to a foal show and your foal is judged and is later on registered in our stud book. It's very easy to get a member in our stud book.
So for our breeders now outside of Germany, how does it work there? Are there also foal shows outside of Germany, and can my foal be registered to the Westphalian stud book if I live outside of Germany?
They can also register outside of Germany. We do a lot of registered tours around Germany, so in the Netherlands or in Poland, but also in the States. We have two guys, and they travel around and register your foals in the States. So just keep in contact with them, and then you get your Westphalian foal registered.
So today there's just a microchip inserted into the foal. What about the branding that was so popular years ago?
We lost the branding because of animal welfare in Germany, in Europe. And we were an open-minded and are an open-minded stud book. So we are used to foreign stallions, not branded, our brand mares. So we live beneath the border to Belgium and the Netherlands. We were mixed up with the foreign stallions and the mother lines and dam lines, especially from Belgium and the Netherlands in the show jumping. We have Vitalis, we have Conor Obolensky as one of our favorite stallions in the bred. They are not Westphalian stallions. So I think we are not unhappy to lost the brand as a stamp on the horse.
So you talked about the foal shows, and that it is an opportunity for the breeder to show the foal there. Which criteria does the committee judge there, and how do I have to prepare my foal for this?
So please have your foal in shape and in good constitution. We are judging the type, the movements, the conformation. Sometimes the foals which are in good shape, they were sold on the foal shows. Hopefully I get them in my auctions. So I select them also on the foal shows for our auctions. That's
mainly how it works.
How it works.
So after 6 months, the foals then can be separated from their mothers, the so-called weaning of the foals. What happens then after the foal has been weaned from their mother?
Normally they should be stabled in groups in the same age, hopefully in a freestyle barn with a big paddock in front, and they keep the first winter there with their new friends in this barn, and later on they have another 2-3 years on the fields. In the moment we decide they have to go to stallion licensing, we will do the x-rays in the age of 18 to 20 months. Later on we keep them in the boxes and prepare them for the stallion licensing. This is only a small percentage who will really make it.
So how many would you say?
I'm not the best statistic planner, but in the end it's less than 5% of the stallions.
Of all the colts born.
And the others we have to keep in the fields and prepare them for being a riding horse. And then later on we can help you to produce your foal, to break him in as a riding horse, sell him in one of our auction, train him for you for your own sporting activities or hobby.
Does the Westphalian stud book offer help to its breeders here?
Yes, we have a training center here in the Münsterhandorf with around 80 boxes, stables, And these stables, we help our breeders to break the horses in, prepare them for mare shows or for the normal mare tests or for stallion tests. So
so anything is possible here.
Anything is possible.
So many thanks, Thomas, for these first insights into the know-how of Westphalian breeding. We will record another English episode where we will dive a little bit deeper into some examples of the pedigrees and the breeding of current success horses in show jumping. So for now, the final question, what's your secret to a successful mating?
In Germany, we call it the three G's. I don't know if you can exactly translate it with G's, but in Germany it means Glück, Geduld and Geld. So you need luck, money and patience to be a good breeder.
Thanks for this. Thank you, Thomas Mönch.
Thank you.
Westfalenpferde, der Podcast rund um die westfälische Pferdezucht.